Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here at the NPA Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio, and we are just so excited to be able to allow you to be with us in this great morning call where we are here with the International Ambassador of the First Fruits World of Prayer and Praise morning call. Come go with us as we go back into that service. God bless you all.
In their souls and enlarging their territory. So I'm thanking God for on yesterday the shout out that we had the opportunity to shout it out from Kentucky. Praise God for that. Anyone else with the praise report, let us hear from you right now. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
you. Sister Jolene Garnett, but this is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for just being who he is to me. Thank God how he just made ways out of no ways. I thank God for the youth prayer lines on last night, how the Lord worked a miracle on the prayer line of the youth. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and Sister Dina. You are doing a tremendous job. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson and First Lady Johnson. I just thank God for all what he's doing for me on this prayer line. I haven't been the same since I've been on this prayer line. It has truly been a blessing to me. And I just want to encourage Sister Lucia, God is able and he will. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And he will give you peace, because I have just went through a situation with my brother, and it was a lot of confusion. But I asked God to give me salvation, peace. And I tell you, God, he really worked a miracle for me. And it turned out to be a family reunion. So God bless you all. You all have a wonderful, blessed day.
Praise God. That's just like Jesus. Thank you so much, Sister Garnett, for always remembering others. Amen. Every time you talk, you're always remembering someone else. And we appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for remembering others on the line, not just themselves. Praise God, not a selfish attitude, but a giving, a sharing attitude. Praise God. Someone else have a praise report.
Yes, hey. Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I would like to give a praise report about the young man, Reverend Smith, who was in a coma. He went to the dentist, and he was allergic to penicillin, and they didn't know it. And he couldn't breathe, and he ended up in the hospital in a coma and with a trach in his throat. Well, I just want to give a praise report that as of today, he is talking, and he is sitting up, and he is ready to eat, and God has blessed him, and his chances of survival is, I can say, 100%. And I just want to thank you all for praying for him, and his mother, thank you, because truly the Lord has worked miracles in his life. And I just want to thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line, for Dr. Johnson and Dr. Pfeiffer and Mother Johnson and Mother Ben and all of you, because truly this prayer line has been a blessing to me and to others. And I know some that plug in and they don't say anything, but they tell me that they enjoy the teaching. And I enjoyed the teaching, Dr. Johnson, this morning on the tongues, and I thank you for explaining that to us. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Johnson. And may God bless your work and your writing and all the books that you have out there. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much. It's a miracle. God is working miracles on this line. And I heard several other people trying to get in. So we just want to go one by one and jump in there. Go ahead. Who will be
the
next?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
From Indianapolis, Indiana. I just want to thank and praise God for a brand new day. a day that I've never seen before and I will never see again. I just want to say, Pastor Gina Kirkland, she is up and she is doing great. She's coming back to Bible class and she do the pastoring on Sunday. She is doing really, really, really great. And I thank God for that.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you all letting us know about the blessings, the miracles God is working on this line. Amen. Someone else.
This is Gail of Kansas City. Hello.
God bless you. Go ahead.
This is Gail of Kansas City. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Chicago on this mega bus, and I had got a round-trip ticket for $67. And I just wanted to give this number in case somebody want to ride the mega bus to come to Kansas City for the convention. Thank you. And the number is 1-877-462-6342. And I had got a round trip ticket for $67 for two people. And I just
wanted to
give
the convention. Right.
Praise God. That's good information because someone is – we have different ones traveling back and forth to visit their parents and to see their children and to visit grandparents. And thank you so much for that information. God bless you. Amen. And for God even blessing your finances for that. Praise God. Anytime you get a deduction in something, in your rent, light, gas, or any bill you have, it's a miracle. Praise God. Thank God. Someone else. Amen.
Well, I want to just thank God, Dr. Pfeiffer, for what happened on the prayer line last night. God did give us a miracle,
Amen.
And I've learned that if you don't recognize a miracle and thank God for a miracle, then miracles decrease. God doesn't. I know I would be the same way if I gave miracles and nobody said anything about them. I'd wonder if they'd appreciate them, if they appreciated the miracle. So I thank God. We had all kind of static on the line last night, but we joined hands together and prayed and asked God to take away all the static and to take over the airwaves. We couldn't hear anybody. It was just so much static on the line. And God cleared that line up, and it was clear as a bell, clear as a bell.
Yes.
The Lord had to do that.
Yes.
That was a miracle, and we want to recognize you did it and give you the glory and give you all the praise and adoration. God certainly gave us a miracle on that youth prayer line last night.
Amen.
And thank God for it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Devil tried to block what was being said, the teachings and the instructions and the inspiration. But God said, not tonight. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Amen. Someone else has a praise report. Jump in.
Mother Digby 708. He that is mighty has done unto me great things. Holy is his name. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. Our God has blessed so many times and brought me out so many times. I thank the Lord for last year. My son had a real bad seizure in February and how God blessed and brought him back. They said he really died, but the Lord let them put him on the ventilator. He came back. And on this year, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God blessed her and brought her through, and she went back to the doctor the second time. The doctor did this, and no paralysis, and God said, and the doctors told her that how that they were just amazed at her, but she knew that it was God, and I thank God for God just being God. I have enjoyed this prayer line. I enjoyed the instructions on the Holy Ghost. I enjoyed Arkansas Day. I enjoyed Kentucky Day. I just enjoy it. Thank God for the prayer line.
Praise God, praise God. He keeps doing great things for us. Amen. Praise God. We'll take two more praise reports before we turn it back over. Anyone else?
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I want to give honor to God and to the leader and all the people of God on the line. I'm so happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line and how the Lord wakes me up each morning. And I just thank God because he gives me good nights of rest. And I praise God for that. Because everybody can't lay down and sleep all night. But I thank God he just lets me rest like a baby. And I'm honored this morning because the Lord keeping me alive and keeping me saved from sin, sanctified and holy with the mind to go all the way with him. I thank God. I praise God. I know it's no one but the Lord is keeping me. And I'm praising for it, and I'm magnifying. Give me love for everybody, despite of. I thank God I can love and with no ill feeling in my heart toward anyone, and I thank God for that. I'm saved today, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and I thank God. Pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life because I'm going with Jesus all the way. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. We received so many reports on your encouragement words yesterday. It was just, I just want you to know that the audience said that you, how you had blessed their hearts. Praise God. So just hearing from you, they said, you're sure she's 94? She doesn't sound like it. Said she sounds all perky and alert. I said, well, young women sound like that.
Amen.
I can't explain it except for giving credit to God. Praise God for you and your words of encouragement. How they're touching the world, touching our hearts and blessing us. Amen. God bless you for that. Amen. I heard one more person, and then we might turn it back over. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Did I hear someone else?
This is Sister Lucille.
Bless
and I
you.
Want to first give honor to God. My pastor, Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line. And on yesterday, I was having some problems when I went to the funeral home about my dad. And I just thank the Lord that the Lord made a way for us to do what we had to do to take care of my dad and to get him taken care of for his funeral and everything. And I just ask the saints to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God that he's supplied you with supernatural strength and bless your family to come through such an ordeal. Amen. And we just praising God for everything this morning. Praising God for all the praise reports and those that might be on mute that want to say something and or have something to say and just holding it in. We want to thank God for you and your praise reports as well. And we want to bless the prayer line right now and thank God for everything that has gone up to the glory of God. And keep on praising him. Keep on blessing him. Keep on lifting him up higher and higher. Hallelujah in the Lord. And we want to go higher in the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, for the opportunity. Back into your hands.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pfeiffer. I wonder, Sister Geraldine Garnett, did you give your praise report? Did she give it?
Yes, she did. She was the first one.
All right, good.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, I wonder, is there anybody else who has one more press report? I've got time for one more. Anybody else? All right, God bless all of you. You have to jump in there when I say anybody else. I'm going to try one more time. Anybody else? All right, God bless you. Let's go to our prayer request. People have needs, and we want to pray for those who have needs. All right, I want one of our assistance. Can we have an assistant to get those prayer requests? Anybody? If not, I'll get them. Anybody jump in there and get those prayer requests?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Mother Johnson, she'll try to get them for you this morning.
Thank you, Mother. You can do it. The line is open to you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. This is Mother Johnson. I'm in Annapolis, Indiana, and I just thank and praise God for his goodness. God truly been good to me, and he has brought me a long way, and he always makes a way for me. And I just thank and praise God how good he is to me. And I just ask y'all to continue to pray for me in the Lord. And will that be a praise report, please? A prayer request.
This is for Jolene Garnett. I request a prayer for Sister Ernestine Riley. Her mother is in the hospital. Her name is Bertha, and they have given her up. So pray for her. I would like prayer for her and Ernestine Riley for strength, for her being out there with her mother. And I request prayer for the youth prayer line and my daughter. I'm asking God to bless her with a brand new car. Because the cars that she gets, they always break down. So I'm just asking for a bona fide miracle. Thank you, Dr. John. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. We thank you for that prayer request. We know God answers our prayers. We know he hears the voice of his people. So we will pray for you. Will that be another one?
Yes. Good morning. This is Bernita, area code 616, Michigan. I would like to request prayer for Administrative Assistant Peppers and his wife, Supervisor Peppers, Elder Mel Pryor, and Elder Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you for that prayer request. Will that be another one?
Well, I didn't know. Let's go ahead and pray.
I'm trying to hear you.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson. Let's start our prayers. Anyone want to pray?
Anyone want to pray for the
question? I will do that, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Father God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God. We rose to bless your name and praise you, oh God. Asking your forgiveness, oh God. Hallelujah, for anything that's not like you in our lives. Anything, oh God, that is weighting us down and besetting us, oh God, we ask your forgiveness right now. And we come before you, Lord Jesus, with an uplifted heart, a clean heart in Jesus' name, asking that you will bless these souls, Lord Jesus. Bless, bless, bless. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless Sister Geraldine Garnett in a special way. Touch her family, oh God. Touch her family in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Riley and her mother, Lord God. Miss Bertha, touch her, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Send salvation, Lord Jesus, to her heart. Let someone witness to her. Let someone lift your name up on high. Let them praise you, oh God, and let her give you glory in Jesus' name. And Lord, with the car that is needed, the transportation, we ask that you have supplied needs in Jesus' name, that you will bless, give a breakthrough. Let it be what their hearts desire in your mighty name. Bless the youth prayer line, oh God, in a special way. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anointed, hallelujah, the more. The more, the more, the more in Jesus' name. Anoint the youth prayer line, oh God. Open up the minds of the children in Jesus' name. Open up their understanding, Lord God. Let them be the legacy, hallelujah, the inheritance in Jesus' name. Let them, oh God, hallelujah, learn how to walk in you and talk in you in Jesus' name. Bless right now, oh God, Elder Pryor, Elder Bishop. Touch them in a special way. Lift them up, oh God. Give them supernatural strength. Lead them and guide them in Jesus' name. Give them strength, Lord God, hallelujah. Help, 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 help in your mighty name. Let your anointing be upon them. Let them walk in honor and mercy, oh God. Let them walk in dignity, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Receiving your words and your miracles, oh God. Let them steadily show themselves approved. Workmen unto God, they need not be ashamed of the gospel. Draw them closer to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep their minds persuaded. waiting to follow you and serve you, oh God. Lift them higher, higher in you and in your love. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you right now for your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you. Back into your hands, Mother Johnson. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right, Mother Johnson, if you're there.
Yes.
Let's have a few more prayer requests. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
All right. Go ahead, Mother Johnson, if you're there.
Have you another one?
I want to place Dr. Stern on the prayer this morning, prayer list.
Would that be another one?
This is Sister Linda, 801. I would like to put my cousin, Mary Daniel, on the prayer line because the doctors have gave her up and said that it ain't no more they can do for her.
What's her name?
Mary Daniel.
Mary Daniel.
Mary Daniel.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Mother Johns.
That be another one?
Right. Mother Johns from Kansas City. I would like to put Sister Owens on the prayer line and also Mother Harry Smith, Sister Gloria Owens, and Mother Harry Smith on the prayer line.
Okay.
You know, Mother Johnson, the lady was talking about that bus. I wish some way I could connect with that bus. I'll come down there to your convention. Maybe I can get a little bit more details.
We'll get that a little later for you, Mother. Let's go.
Would that be another one?
Sister Brown, unspoken.
Is there another one?
All right, let's try to get prayers for these, Mother Johnson. Let's try to get prayers for them, all right? Someone who will pray.
If it's okay,
right?
I continue pray, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would bless our leaders in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bless our leader that has requested prayer for themselves and their families in your name. Bless Dr. Johnson. Lady Betty, oh, God, bless them and strengthen them, oh, God. Lift them up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless in your mighty name. Bless their finances, their homes, their children, their grandchildren in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Johnson, oh God, and those that she has placed on the prayer line, her grandson, Lord God, and her children. In your name, oh God, we ask for salvation in the family. Hallelujah. We ask for salvation for all our unsaved loved ones in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let someone witness to them that will prick their hearts and stir their minds in your name. Hallelujah. Let them work while it is day, oh God. When night cometh, no man can work. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Bless, 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 oh God, Sister Lucy and her unspoken request.
Yes,
bless in Jesus' name. Bless in our home. Bless in our family.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Our children, oh God. Lift them up. Turn them around. Stir them up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let that Holy Ghost fire, oh God, touch their hearts and minds and spirits, Lord Jesus. Let them humble themselves before your mighty hand, Lord Jesus. Let them rise every morning saluting you, Lord God, greeting you, oh God. Hallelujah. Saying, Lord, prepare my day. What must I do? Help me, O God. Let them walk according to your will and your way, and we praise your holy name. Bless Sister Gina, O God, as she requests prayer for other ones
other people and other people on the prayer line, oh God, other persons. Bless her, Lord God, in a special way. Give her strength in her body, Lord God. Encourage her heart. Let her be a light on her job, oh God, in Jesus' name. And bless Dr. Stearns in a special way in her situation she's going through, oh God. You know the situation. You know how to bless, how to turn it around. You know how to make the enemy behave, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray right now that he be rebuked in Jesus' name, that no weapon he has formed against her shall prosper. We ask, Lord God, that you be her rod and her staff, that you remove, hallelujah, the table that he prepared before her. Hallelujah. Yes. And let your table be prepared before her in the presence of her enemies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and give her joy, give her victory. We rebuke the adversary, oh God, and let her be an overcomer in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let her be a conqueror. You know the situation, oh God. We say bind the enemy, cast him out in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. Bless Sister Linda, oh God, and her cousin Mary Daniel. In your name, in your name, in your name. Look on Mary Daniels, oh God, wherever she is. Encourage her heart, Lord Jesus. Anoint her, oh God. Let her mind be turned towards your word. Let her mind, oh God, be activated. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, Lord Jesus. Let stir up a pure mind in Jesus' name. Let her pray, oh God. Let her call upon your name. Let her speak the words, oh God. Let her mouth and her lips, oh God, of clay, call upon your name for blessings, for miracles. In Jesus' name, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless Mother Johnson, oh God, hallelujah. Sister Orange is always keeping them on the list, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would do something great and speedily in their lives, that you would move on their behalf, oh God. Sister Orange and Mother Smith, Lord God, touch them right now. Give them strength in their body, oh God. Bless their finances in Jesus' name. Bless their health, oh God, hallelujah. Encourage their heart. Lift their heads up, oh God. Bow down heads. Let their heads be lifted in Jesus' name. Give them peace, Lord. Peace and love in your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let them lay aside every complaint in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now for Sister Brown, Lord God, and her unspoken request. But heaven knows, oh God, hallelujah. Heaven knows how to answer unspoken requests. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, the heavens specialize in unspoken requests, and we thank you right now. We ask, Lord God, that you even bless those that are on going to court today, those, oh God, hallelujah, facing the judge. And some might be facing an unjust judge, oh God, but we ask right now that you will bless in the courtroom. Hallelujah. You be the lawyer. You be the attorney. You be the judge, Lord God. Bind the enemy. Bind the enemy. Work it out for your people so that the courtroom can see a miracle. In Jesus' name, you've done it for me many times, oh God, and I thank you for confusing the judge. Hallelujah. And letting things work according to your will and your glory. And we bless your holy name. Bless those that are facing doctors and surgery today in Jesus' name. Bless those that are in ICU and CCU, Lord Jesus. Look on them right now, Lord God. Bless those that are at home, oh God. Hallelujah. Might be bedridden. Those in the prison cells. Those in the nursing homes, oh God. Give them an outpouring of your spirit, an outpouring of your love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for those that are walking by faith and not by sight, proclaiming your gospel and keeping the hope of glory that is on the inside, oh God. Help them to fellowship and love in Jesus' name. Clean us up. Keep us, O God, in the center of your will. Purify our minds and our thoughts in your mighty name. Help us, O God, right now to honor you and lift you up, O God.
Thank
continue
you,
to let us be steadfast in your word and unmovable, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we will bless your name. We will walk according
yes,
to your will. We will, O God, we will lift you up in Jesus' name. And thank you right now for your love. Thank you for answering prayers.
Thank you.
Thank you, oh God, for those that didn't get a chance to say anything or come up.
Good day. May the Lord bless you. Whatever you're going through, remember it's going to be all right. Hope to join you back again tomorrow morning, amen, 6 a.m. on Central Standard Time. May the Lord bless you. Keep me in your prayers. And keep me in your prayers in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. And may the Lord keep you. Have a wonderful day. Holy Ghost, keep leading me in.
Number.
That number, all right. For that bus that you were talking about on the line, give that number again.
The number is
1-877-462-6342.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And y'all just pray for me, too.
Bless you.
All right. God bless you. We're going
to
talk about the we'll talk about the convention tomorrow a little bit here. And looking for you all at the convention. Many of you all have been programmed for the convention. Amen. We're sending out your letters today. Looking for you here at the convention, all of you. Amen.
Dr. Johnson. Could you take a moment just briefly, please, and explain the difference in Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, so that when they make their flight arrangements, they will come to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Overland Park.
The airport is in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas and Missouri are basically one metroplex area, but the airport is in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's called MCI, M like Mary, C like Cat, I like Indigo, MCI. You fly into Kansas City, Missouri, MCI, but they are kind of like one metroplex. It's like St. Louis and East St. Louis. They're just kind of like together. Only a bridge separates the two. Yeah. So you'll fly into Kansas City, Missouri, and you even come through Kansas City, Kansas, trying to get to Kansas City, Missouri. So it's all relative. Everybody is all good. All right? So you fly to Kansas City, Missouri, and they'll take you from there to, you want to go to the Hilton Garden Hotel in Kansas City, Kansas. Amen. All right? The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. We'll give you more information on the convention tomorrow. All right? Stay tuned on tomorrow. The Lord bless you. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
I'm signing off.
You do the same. Have a wonderful day.
Yep. You're
alive.
Everything good. It's going to happen to us this day.
I want to thank God again for the miracle he did on last night. We can't minimize God's miracles. If you do, you'll receive them. But we have to maximize what he does. And when he does something, give him glory for it. Amen. God bless you. Hope the teachings on the tongues got that, not from anybody on TV or anybody on radio, but I got it on my knees. I hope, hopefully, it will bless all of you. God bless you.
Just say thanks, Lady Guy in Florida.
God bless
you. You're encouraged, Sister Lucille.
Thank you. Bye. God bless you, saints.